Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, more with Chick's robe, plus Snuffles, nicknames, and a talk box. It's all coming up in just a minute.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
I saw her standing in a corner with a corn dog in her hand. By the way she took the first bite, I knew I was her man.
Yeah.
Never mind the lazy eye, she's got that look soft to the right. She can see behind her when there's danger at night. We got a corn dog love. Rub-a-dub-dub, sitting in a tub. It's the kind of love that daddy's been dreaming of. Corn dog love. Corn dog love.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. It's robe day for me, anyway. I'm sitting here in my brand new robe. I've never felt more comfortable.
Wow.
Although it is odd that all of my crazy makers are in the room while I'm wearing my robe.
You want to stand up and model it for us?
Because it looks like a suit jacket from where I'm sitting.
Oh, it does?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it does, kind of.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Oh.
That's a very nice robe. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a.
Oh, that's a good cut.
Probably about 2-inch checks. Large checks.
You cut quite a figure.
It's called a buffalo plaid.
Your irritation and disgust.
No.
Is it, not it, gone it, lost. It,
you
on
look
me.
Like a kind of a Hugh Hefner.
No, you look like a Kevin Costner. You're at Yellowstone, sitting in front of the fire with a bourbon.
We've got to kill him.
Oh, that's
take
very
him to
good.
The train station.
Take
Rip.
Him to the train station, Rip.
Nice.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
some reference. Station.
I have
watched Yellowstone?
No, not yet. I want to.
I have the answer to
we
our
we just spoiled
question.
The whole thing. Son of a...
You were asking who the dog was that when you'd give him the dog biscuit, he'd go and hug himself and then go floating.
Yeah.
It's Snuffles from the Quick Draw McGraw show.
Loved Quick Draw
McGraw. And I think this audio may work.
Oh.
Calling the dog. That's Quick Draw. Remember Quick Draw McGraw?
That is Quick Draw?
That's Quick Draw, yeah. I think Dawes Butler. I mean, here we go.
No, did you hear the whistle?
Now that's the dog pointing at his mouth.
I can't stand it. There was a whistle. They're calling the dog.
It's a visual.
Yeah, he's got to explain. Okay, then what happens?
But
Tom?
The dog is behaving like every dog, looking at you, pointing at his mouth, going, yes, 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 yes.
Pointing at his mouth.
Here you are. Catch.
What happened there?
He was hugging himself.
Why is he hugging himself?
And then he lies down. And he...
Sounds like he's having an orgasm.
And then he moves his feet and goes floating upward. And then he goes down.
Boys.
You can tell someone owned a dog. I'm answering the question, Josh. Someone asked. Not all of us are just cat lovers.
I like dogs.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you get one then?
Oh, boy.
I don't want to, I'm a better dog uncle than I am a dog owner, yeah. Okay. Plus, the one time I did get a dog and I mentioned it on the air, you shut it down so fast, you couldn't have been quicker to dismiss it.
What kind of dog was it?
But not the one that you like.
That was the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
that was the problem. I remember now too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all rushing back.
Now,
any PTSD survivor will tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. We were discussing names. And
like people names?
Yeah, I remember we had the nice letter from Chad Dagme, whatever it was.
Dagley, yeah.
Dagley. This guy, Dear Bob and Tom Show, my last name is Roosh.
Roosh.
Whoosh. In high school, everyone called me Rooshbag.
I bet they did.
I bet.
I hope in a ribbing way.
I think he must like it. He wouldn't have Roosh sent douche. It to him. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. We have to get back to the sports page.
I'm trying to remember do you guys remember any of the nicknames that you for people when you were in high school?
Yeah, we had Turtle.
Turtle?
Mm-hmm.
What was Turtle about?
He kind of looked like a turtle.
Oh!
Yeah.
Turtle!
Face, like a turtle. Like,
no neck.
What was the turtle in the cartoon?
Touche Turtle?
Yeah, like Touche Turtle. Mm. He kind of looked like that.
Mitch McConnell kind of looks like a turtle, doesn't he?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are turtly people out there.
We had Day Buzz and Mountain and me, of course, Chucks Deluxe.
Chucks Deluxe. I love that nickname.
Cubby.
Mm. God, who else do we have?
Cubby's name was Alfred.
We had Boner.
And he hated to be called Alfred.
Boner.
Even the teachers called him Boner.
Well, they weren't supposed to, but occasionally it slipped out.
His Boner?
His last name.
His Boner slipped out?
No.
That's right.
His name. Everyone called him Boner.
I also got detention for that.
Jail time.
Yeah. That'd be.
Where's
I'm sorry.
Boner? He's upstairs.
Sorry, I brought it up.
He's in juvie.
I'll do it again.
Doing a nickel for whipping it out.
Yeah.
We had a guy named Tree.
Tree.
Rick Mischkel, football player, about 6'7", I think.
Oh, okay.
Tree.
Yeah.
Didn't talk.
We had a guy, and I can't remember what we called him. He was a couple years older than I was, but he wore a suit to school every single day, and everybody made fun of him. And then about, like, at the 10-year reunion, because I was the DJ for their reunion, he made more money than all of the kids in the room put together. He's so successful. I was like, yeah, you go. Well, I wish I could think of his nickname, though. Boy, they would rib that kid. I felt so bad for him.
We had chicken.
Not anymore.
Chicken chest. We had that. He had it looked like a chicken. He had his chest went out.
Huh.
In really? An abnormal way. Huh. We all thought. So we called him chicken
so
chest.
So did all the people on the football team have nicknames?
I'm trying to remote. I think a lot much. Of them.
Did
yeah.
you have one?
Deluxe.
Oh, that's right. Chuck's Deluxe.
It's
yeah.
a great name.
Nice. I can't think of any others. I will, and I'll just yell them out.
Okay, when they come to you in the meantime.
And that's sports.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. Okay.
Do we want to hear
that? Hey, Rocky, this is what you farted for.
The Australian call of the winning touchdown in this year's Super Bowl.
Oh, sure.
Here we go.
Mahomes takes the snap, runs out right, throws, Hartman takes the catch, and the winning touchdown is scored. The legend of Patrick Mahomes grows. An overtime win as the Chiefs' kingdom becomes a dynasty. And Patrick Mahomes heads off on his lap of honor. Helmet raised. The great one.
And once again, he wasn't really sure if it was called a touchdown or not.
Kind of hesitates.
Mahomes takes the snap, runs out right, throws. Hartman takes the catch, and the winning touchdown is scored.
The winning touchdown, yes, that's right. There you go. Shrimps on the Barbie, Paul Hogan.
And Chiefs Kingdom.
Chiefs, that's what they call the Chiefs fans call it, Chiefs Kingdom. Yeah,
not Chiefs Nation.
That's here. No, huh? They have their kingdom here.
Okay. No, it's a dynasty.
Dynasty.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
We have Christy Lee over there at the news desk. Anything going on over there?
Yeah, and I know how much you love it when I'm the Grim Reaper, but we do start with a sad note.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
The electronic device known as the Talk Box became famous thanks to Peter Frampton, our good friend, on his 1976 album, Frampton Comes Alive. Bob Heel, H-E-I-O?
Let's go with Heel.
The inventor of the Talk Box.
I'm pretty sure it's Heel.
Was passed away at the age of 83. The invention was used by several rock legends to modify their voice, but most notably, Peter Frampton on Frampton Comes Alive. Joe Walsh. Oh.
Now, what's he doing here, Tom?
It's like a plastic tube, and he moves his mouth and plays the guitar at the same time. Yeah. So it's got that creepy, weird.
So great. Essentially, is it the guitar sound goes into his mouth, and then he moves his mouth?
Yeah.
And he's not singing at all. There's no air being expelled from him.
I think he
just moves his mouth.
I think he's singing.
Kind of going,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a combo.
Yeah, I think
pretty
so.
Interesting.
We should ask him next time we have him on the phone.
Isn't there
Maybe we should call him up?
A controversy about what he says.
What?
I want to feel you, and it's not.
I always thought he said, "I want to thank you."
I've always thought it's the.
I want to thank you.
It's the F word.
No, it's not.
Yep, sure is.
I don't think it is either. But I could see where some
confusing
people heard
it. You're confusing the time that he brought Stephen Hawking out to do it at Woodstock.
What about Joe Walsh? Joe Walsh did it too. Rocky Mountain Way.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I love that.
Sweet Emotion.
Yeah.
Haitian Divorce.
Joe Walsh of the Eagles and Richie Sambora of Bon Jovi also have used the talk box.
Bon Jovi used it.
Wow. During the.
That's what that is. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Doesn't Peter Frampton market that? Wasn't it?
Yeah, the Framptone, right? Yeah.
Is that what, okay.
Didn't he tell us
still
that?
Still uses it, yep.
The Framptonator. Oh, it's so cool.
It really is cool. It's a heck of a thing.
Vote for Peter in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How do you do that?
Rockhall.com/vote.
And it's called the Mr. Heel or Heil, he called it the Talk Box?
The Talk Box. Mm-hmm.
The Talking Box is my favorite ventriloquist in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It's an all-female act.
Oh, it's a filthy show. Yeah.
Very dirty.
It's all right.
Don't take the kiss.
Yeah. Remember Sherry Lewis, and she did it with a clam chop?
It was lamb chop?
Clam chop.
Okay. And I think Sherry Lewis's daughter's doing it now.
Is she really?
Yeah, lamb chop's back.
Way to forge your own path there.
I used to love lamb chop.
It's a tribute.
Sorry to...
Sock, wasn't
goodbye
it?
To the inventor
you
of the
try to be your daughter.
I mean, I kind of like, so how did this guy even get the idea to do this?
I don't know.
Yes. So odd.
What an odd. Hey, I know if I took my guitar through this tube.
But cool.
It's very cool.
I wonder if they'll do his eulogy through it.
I sure hope not.
We are gathered. Air today.
Do you have any idea what you just said?
Yeah, so we are gathered here today as if it came through a talk box. Wow. That was the essence of the joke. Probably fairly unlikely, judging by Christie's disdain for my suggestion.
I'd give anything for Pete to call right now and say, hey, I was just listening. Talking about my eulogy through my talk box?
No, the Heil guy.
No, the Heil guy, or Heil guy,
not what he's going to hear.
No, right, it's the eulogy for the guy that died that invented the thing.
Okay.
Peter's doing great.
Yes, mm-hmm. He is.
That's what you just said.
Speaking of rock and roll.
I'm going to fold that robe four ways and shove it up.
Four ways?
Well, at least the belt, I think. Pull it out slowly?
Not the belt. Pull it out slowly? Okay.
Danish scientists have named a 190-million-year-old fossil after rock icon Alice
Steve.
Cooper.
Oh.
The marine worm, dubbed Serpula Alice Cooperi, was discovered by amateur geologist Mette Hofstedt before it was studied by a team of researchers from Prague and Denmark.
What a stupid name.
I never met a Hofstedt I didn't like.
I have.
Well.
Many, many, many.
It's right. Hofstedt, not Hofstedt.
So it's kind of an honor, don't you think?
Yeah, the creature from a Jurassic period is described as having a crown of tentacles and a protective tube.
She had a period?
And it was bad. It was Jurassic.
Hide in to avoid predators.
It's T-Rex week.
Study author Jesper Mylan said, I have always thought if somebody deserved to have a fossil named in its honor, it should be Alice. I bet he doesn't like being called a fossil.
Well,
he's not that old.
Alice
thinks it's cool.
Sure.
That's right.
Mylan added, his music has been firmly playing in the background during much of my research, and so thus the name of the worm.
This says
$1 billion babies.
I love that song. Other rock stars that have fossils named after them.
Yes.
Tony Iommi from Sabbath. Motorhead's Lemmy. Alex Webster from the band Cannibal Corpse. I'm not familiar with their work.
You don't need to be.
Okay. Sorry.
It's just disgusting.
Noise.
One of the Ians from Deep Purple, Ian Pace.
Uh-huh.
There was a time in...
Are you sure it's Ian Pace?
Yeah.
Not Ian... what's the other Ian? Rogers?
Gillum.
Gillum.
I think at one point everyone in the band had to be named Ian, if I'm not mistaken.
Even the roadies.
Ask Ace. And then the band Meshuggah.
Not Tomas.
Oh, it's a Jewish rock band.
Okay. Meshuggah. In any event, though, those guys all have these critters of ancient stuff named after them.
Hmm. Huh.
So it's kind of cool. It's interesting that a guy that wrote Schools Out would have these uber nerds all excited about him. But it's kind of fun. Don't you think so?
Yeah. This is actually the second fossil that's named after Alice Cooper.
Oh, it is?
The first one was like a small rodent. But now he's got this worm, so no more Mr. Mice guy. What are the odds?
Evidently pretty high.
It was not a setup.
It really wasn't.
We did not collude on that.
No, if we would have come up with something better.
We would have been embarrassed, yeah, had we thought of that in advance.
I love his opening riff so much, and then the song really disappoints me every single time. All of them.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. More Mr. Nice Guy is a great opening riff.
Have you ever seen him live?
I have. Just saw him a couple years ago. He's great.
Yeah, I know. He chops off his head, and he has a snake.
He has a big hat.
He has a big hat.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
hold it.
He does.
Frankenstein comes out. Top hat.
Fantastic show.
Got a cool cane.
Yep.
Always.
Snake.
If you get a
great
chance.
Great guitar player.
Go see him. And he's a very nice guy.
I thought that guitar player died, didn't he?
The girl?
Oh, dude. No, she's alive and well.
She's cool. Very, very hot and
you're
very
thinking
good.
Of,
Michael Bruce? Is that his name?
No, you're thinking of Steve Hunter and Dick Wagner. Dick Wagner passed away.
No, Dick Wagner's showman for the Reds.
Dick Wagner was great.
Okay. Before we break, the diner
booth. Lou Reed, rock and roll animal. Great artist.
Here we go.
The diner booth featured in the final episode of The Sopranos, center of a fierce bidding war on eBay. Holston's, the New Jersey diner and ice cream parlor where the scene was filmed, announced it was retiring the famed booth due to structural issues as the restaurant gears up for renovations. So they decided to put the entire booth on eBay, listing it for $3,000.
Oh, it's going to be $1 million, I bet.
It has since racked up over 232 bids. The top bid, and this was as of Monday morning, so we'll have to figure out what the thing is, but it was $82,000. So I'll find out what the bid is now. If it's
Tom, buy me
sold.
That booze.
No.
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 You know what I'm going to get for you? The stripper pole from the Bada Bing.
Oh.
That would go for a lot of money, don't you think?
Probably. Mm.
Was that a real place? Did they, like, have a real...
I think it was just a warehouse over at Silver Cup or whatever it was.
Okay.
I don't think it was an actual...
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how high that goes. Wow.
I think it's $82,600 was the selling price.
Most famous booth since John Wilkes.
Yeah.
Probably.
And he only sold for $10,000.
They were hoping for $100,000, but they got $82,600.
Oh, that's the final bid?
Yes, final bid. Sold.
Oh, okay.
You got a booth at your house, don't you, Josh?
I do, yeah.
That's
did
so
you get,
cool.
Did you get a handle on that where the table looks better now? Or
yes,
bigger?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I love it. Yeah.
Is it built into the wall?
No. But I have it in kind of a nook area, so it looks like it kind of is.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I love it. That's where I sup.
It's a nook area?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do anything over there else?
Anything ever
too bad jokes.
No, I have a nookie area.
Oh, have a nookie area. Okay.
I did it all for the nookie. The nookie.
I love
so
the nookie.
So you can take that cookie. Nookie little Limp Bizkit, Tom?
Nookie and cookie?
Tom, you like Limp Bizkit?
I'm not really familiar with their work.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nice tune, though.
Nice tune.
Fear Mr. Durst can add a certain sazz to it.
We'll be right there.
It's missing in your a cappella performance. Okay. Is there a photograph of the booth?
Yeah. Would you like to see it? It's a booth. Did you not see The Sopranos?
And it's,
yeah.
Got one of those wall boxes sitting on the table.
Regular old booth, yeah.
You can pick songs from the jukebox.
Remember the second to last song they played? The last song that they played famously was...
Don't Stop Believing.
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Don't know.
Can you see that from there? I don't know.
Just before that, they played a Little Feat tune.
Just
somewhere,
a table?
Somewhere in that mix.
Table with a couple boots.
Very cool. What's coming up in the news?
Coming up in the news, we have a guy being harpooned.
Oh, no.
I'd like to.
And by the way, you mean this is an actual harpoon, not some kind of slang term for
what?
Prison sex.
I didn't know that was a slang term for prison
everybody thought that when they heard it.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.